Come hang out with us Thursday, the 27th at 8 p.m. We're having our live patron hangout. This is where everybody jumps on camera, on mic, and we all hang out together, talk about the show, talk about anything that's going on in our lives. To find out how to join, just head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You want to sit down, have a coffee? We haven't seen each other in a while. You leave! You leave! I'm not leaving! This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Do you give much thought to birth order? Not being
yes, from, every not, day. Being, God, that's all I think about is
being
birth
third
order.
In the line of succession to the Cannata, to the vast Cannata fortune.
No, I'm first,
to the Cannata,
baby.
To the Cannata estate.
I'm the first of my name.
To the kingdom of Canada.
Yeah. Canada will be mine someday.
I did when I was a kid. I thought quite a bit about birth order because I have a lot of siblings, half-siblings, step-siblings.
Older than you.
Older than me, right. Younger than me, all across the board.
Right.
You know that.
That's the entire board, by
you know
the way.
That, yeah.
There's older or younger.
Older,
there's
younger, that whole board.
All
it's across. You know
in
that
between.
You know that Fight Club line, my dad was setting up franchises?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
That's my dad. So I did think a lot about birth order and the differences between siblings who are born first, second,
yeah,
male, female, older brother, younger sister, younger brother. How does all that affect things?
I'm thinking about it now just because I've had my first kid and as much as Aaron and I do not want to have another kid, like literally can't imagine it right now.
Yeah.
Just the idea of having another one of those is so goddamn overwhelming to both of us that we would never, ever also want to have him be an only
no,
child.
No, but it's like it's like when people tell me to get a second dog. You get a second dog, they take care of each other. They keep each other company.
Yeah,
they're not as weird. But that's not true.
That's not true.
People who have multiple children will tell you this, but I will tell you this as a... as an ex-preschool teacher, Jeff, here is the deal with children. One feels like one.
Right.
Two feels like three.
Yeah.
Three feels like six.
Yeah, but then it wraps back around, and four, they start, now the age range can take care
four,
of each other.
If you have four, they all disappear. become invisible and inaudible.
Right.
And you can't see them. They exist in a space-time that's sort of in between seconds.
Oh,
I don't know how to explain it to you.
I would love that, though.
You can
That'd
sort of
so
see them
nice.
Out of the corner of your eye, but when you turn around, no.
I would never want my kid to be an only child because he would be a monster. The amount of affection we cascade down on his little psyche would just turn him into a terrible human being. So he has to,
yeah, you
we have
Aaron,
to break that down.
You and Aaron are good cop.
Right. And it's not healthy for him. We need to have some sort of break into his center of the universe-ness by giving we had to add another planet into our solar system in order to mess with the orbits a bit. So there's no way we're not having a second kid, but I am thinking about that. I'm thinking about like, what does that do? First kid gets everything, all your attention, all your love, all you've never been here before. You're worried. You're exhilarated. I think about that in the mornings when we're like, I'm with him. He's on the bed with me and I'm like hanging out with him. I'm like, if there was another kid here, you don't get that. No, neither of you get that. Second kid sure as hell ain't going to get it ever.
Wait. So this week's story is directly related to this, but also I want to put a point out there and then put a pin in it where like you have one kid and that kid is getting like all your love and is like snuggling with you on the couch and everything. But then if you have two kids, neither of them gets that. Like all of a sudden the couch becomes off limits
exactly.
and you withhold all your love?
Yes, you can't. You can't allow
they
love
must only,
to happen.
No.
You once, have to cage them.
There's no way. Once you have two children, it's impossible
no,
to
you
split.
Still have love.
You can't split the love beam.
Yeah, exactly. It's a single unit.
It's a unified love beam. The story that we are talking about this week was sent into the We Have Concerns Facebook group by Jim Corbett. Thank you, Jim. And it is about a study, an MIT study, recently published in the Journal of Human Resources, which I guess is like... I don't know. I hear like a Journal of Human Resources. And it's like, here's how to ignore employee complaints. here's yeah. how to like here's how to like awkwardly say everything is fine when you know you're gonna lay everybody off next week.
I have a complaint about what Jimbo has been doing in the office, and as far as I know, all you did was just put it in the journal. You just put it in the journal.
Yeah, I have a journal, and I just keep things in the journal.
Hey, can you come back, Marvin?
I wear a real big turtleneck, and sometimes I just get right in it. I'm sorry this is happening to you. I want to be everybody's friend, and that's why I got into HR, but the truth is that HR is the enemy.
Oh, Marvin. Just goes right in the journal.
It's
Marvin's personal journal.
I marked it down.
The HR
and,
journal.
I marked it down, and I also marked down this dream that I had. You want to hear about my dream?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean,
here's
no.
the thing. I was in school again, but it wasn't school. It was a boat, was really interesting.
I really need to get work done on my desk. Away from here.
I learned that strategy in the HR journal. this is in the Journal of Human Resources that says second-born children are much more likely to become criminals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they steal from the firstborn. I thought it was a hand-me-down. It's a five-finger discount is what it is.
A summary from the authors. They did a study of children with siblings across Florida and Denmark, which if you're going to get two different data sets, it's the bizarro world of states. Growing up in Florida, I can tell you it's just David Lynch's California.
Yeah, what? Why?
And Denmark, which is like the beautiful social experiment of everybody getting along.
I guess you'd get two extremes there, but why the all of the America data is summed up in Florida feels a little skewed to me.
It's a little disconcerting to the rest of the United States. But no, they wanted, garbage, I guess. Sorry. I have such a chip on my shoulder about Florida from being from there. But no, so they were like, despite large differences in the environments across these two areas, we find remarkably consistent results. Hmm. In families with two or more children, second-born boys are on the order of 20 to 40% more likely to have discipline issues in school and enter the criminal justice system compared to first-born boys, even when comparing siblings. So, across the board, no matter what, second-born boys are more likely.
We also found that the vast majority of people most likely to end up in the criminal justice system came from the Florida half of our study than the Denmark half. It's very strange.
It's weird, and I don't know. I mean, we didn't really look into the differences in the economy and the incarceration policies of these two countries.
It's not
what our study's about, but we find that once people get into these systems, they tend to just stay there forever, and it's really depressing.
It happens
in Florida a lot more than Denmark. We didn't really look into it.
The siblings thing is really the interesting one.
Here's what we're looking into. In Denmark, the disciplinary problems are like, rode your bike a little too fast.
Yeah.
You didn't obey the bike signal there.
Oh, that is my bad. Is there a fine? I'd be happy to pay it now.
Oh, no, we don't have a system set up for that, but because it happens so rarely.
You know, my older brother would never have let this happen.
Oh, don't feel so down on yourself.
No, you know what? I will go home and I will write a check to the state myself. I just feel like a fine is appropriate.
Well, if you're going to do that, let me at least give you my lunch of ancient grains that I made for myself.
Oh, those look both nourishing and healthful.
They're cozy, and we really care about that here. So the cause of the curse of the second-born child is unknown.
Do you buy this?
Oh, before we even get into the hypotheses, I buy it?
Do you buy the fact that second-born... I mean, it's very Shakespearean.
I was much more of a troublemaker than my sister. Because here's the thing.
Oh, that does explain why my younger sister is a degenerate criminal. No, she's not. She's a lovely person. She has two kids and they're great.
Shifty Kanata?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess...
Your sister Knives Kanata?
Yeah. You don't want to cross her.
No. Here's the thing is... For every situation wherein I can think of the firstborn being the perfect overachiever or the well-behaved. I can also think of a family I know where the firstborn was a total fuck up, and
right.
that, and that sort of even made the younger sibling become a little better because of it.
Right.
Certainly that's what happened in my family. I think we've talked about this before. I was a goblin creature until probably the age of 25.
Right.
I was a real, real garbage nightmare fuck up of a human being.
And now you're slightly less of a goblin creature.
I certainly don't get incarcerated as much, and I don't commit as many crimes,
right.
and I don't hurt people on purpose. So we're there. You know. That's where we are now.
Yeah.
But up until about the age of 25, goblin! Goblin! Whereas my sister was not a goblin. My sister was like, I think she was student council vice president or something.
Well, that's...
If I wasn't a goblin at the time, I would have paid attention and
right.
known.
Voted.
And voted, which I never did. So I think this is like whatever hypothesis I give you, you will immediately think of the families you know that make that hypothesis true.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because okay. I'll be like, oh, because your brain just naturally wants to retrieve that information. And I think there is information readily available in all of our minds because we all know people. We all know people with older and younger brothers.
Right.
So you're kind of like, oh, yeah, I remember the Greens down the street. Yeah, the older brother was really cool, and the younger brother was, like, real weird. Mm-hmm. I remember the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I had told you that it was the other way around, I'd be like, oh, I remember the Greens, the other ones. You remember the other Greens.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where the older brother was a fuck-up.
Oh, and the younger one was a prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember.
Oh, all those Greens.
The Greens.
The Green. You know, the East Greens, mm-hmm. not the West Greens.
I lived in the neighborhood from A Wrinkle in Time. And so every family was literally the same.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy this. I mean, I guess you go, okay, well, the second born has all this psychological stuff going on. They're trying to keep up with the kid who's older than them. They enter into a situation that is already established, whereas the firstborn, things are built around them. But I could also argue that could fuck up the firstborn, because the firstborn's like, oh, my entire world is normal, and then the second kid shows up, and now things are different. So,
but also think about, you know, you have your first kid right now. I think about kind of the way my parents raised me versus my little sister when we were very young.
Right.
And I do think that parents, after they have the first kid, they certainly don't have everything figured out.
No.
But they do, your spider sense tingles a little less. You're not as
right.
overactive, overprotective, over like, am I doing every single thing right at every moment of the day to make this child perfect?
You've been through it, you've learned a little bit,
yeah.
and you're a little savvier.
My parents, my father, when I was literally, I mean, there's video of my dad when I am 8 months old with these like flashcards that are based on dots that are like math flashcards.
Oh, that's why you're so good with dots.
I am the fucking worst at math.
But you're great with dots.
Oh, I can tell you when something's a dot. I can tell you what I look at a shape and I can tell you that's a dot or that's not a dot.
Yeah.
But it was
these
cards.
The dot guy. Remember when people are like, hey, get the dot guy.
There are these videos.
You've got so much work that way.
Of like my father very carefully like holding up the card that's like three dots and he goes three and then four yeah. dots and he goes four and then he holds up the seven. You know
right.
what I mean? And he's like clearly doing to a child that is like trying as hard as it can to get its foot all the way into its throat. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like this is doing nothing.
It's like how Tiger Woods' dad really wanted Tiger Woods to be a golfer and then Tiger Woods became the world's greatest golfer for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad really had aspirations to the dominoes circuit.
Yeah.
And wanted you to be a champion dominoes player.
And then dominoes didn't really take off.
It was a miscalculation to be certain.
But no, and then you look at the video of my little sister and it's like nobody was trying to like give her math flashcards and shit like that. So
he'd given up on the flashcards.
I think there's also
the domino market had already crashed by that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but I think you know, for me, for my parents, like I probably am a little more nervous or prone to stress than my little sister is for a couple reasons. Number one, because my parents were so focused on making sure that like everything went right.
Yeah.
That you kind of like take that on a little bit.
Right.
And I I took that on and immediately went the other way with it, like a lot of kids do, where it's like, fuck you, I'm going to do nothing right. Whereas, like, my little sister was kind of raised in an environment where she kind of got to feel things out a little bit more for herself and was a little more confident.
Right.
She is a diamond thief.
Oh, well.
And she has been incarcerated many times.
It takes confidence.
But does that prove the study? I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. It's tough.
It's an interesting thing to consider, but do you go, okay, I mean, here I am with a kid and wanting a second kid. Should I think about this?
Maybe.
What do you do? What do you do to prevent a life of crime for your second born? Treat them like the firstborn? I don't know. How do you do that?
I don't know. It's really tough. It's really tough because most children from the movies and the books that I read do go into a life of crime and or fighting crime.
Right. Well, that's the only options you have.
Yeah.
Crime or fight crime.
In this economy.
Man.
In this economy. I don't know. I tend to find that, if they are finding this data across cultures, across countries.
Right.
I mean, there must be something to it. Their hypotheses are
they
this.
Did study Florida and not Florida.
Yeah, which is like those. I do think Florida and Denmark are the two extremes, though, Jeff. I don't think that can be argued. Their hypotheses for this are, they've ruled out a couple things. They say that differences in health at birth and quality of the school systems did not factor into this.
Hmm.
So being born with health problems does not necessarily make... It doesn't make it any different. Or going to better
say
schools
that to
versus
Mr. Glass.
Worse schools.
Mr. Glass went into life of crime just because of his health problems.
Once again, second born. And I think Bruce Willis was first born.
Right. There you go.
So that shows you.
I mean...
It's just one different... One different choice. So that's kind of interesting. They ruled out some of the things that I would have thought of immediately. It's like, well, are a lot of these kids going to shitty schools, or are they not being looked after?
Yeah.
Or
you can't afford good school for second kid because first kid used up all the money.
All the vouchers. The voucher system is the way to go. One finding that they said could provide a clue, parental time investment measured by time out of the labor force is higher for firstborns at ages 2 to 4. Think about this.
Yeah.
You spend double the amount of time on leave from work with the firstborn kid.
Because it's special. It just happened. It's the most amazing thing ever. We can do this. So now we've gotten into a whole childcare thing with firstborn. By the time secondborn rolls around, we've figured it out. I'm not going to be able to take time off of work anymore.
Well,
No.
What they're saying is actually, I think that could be part of it, but what they're saying is something actually different because the families do still take leave.
Yeah.
Right? But think about it. That firstborn child gets to be around for both of those periods of leave.
Right.
So that firstborn kid gets double the amount of time of parents at home.
Right.
So
what you're saying is what you have to do when secondborn shows up, make the kid...
Send the first child away.
Send it away to somewhere.
Tell it to go off into the forest and forage for itself.
Find a womb to hang out in.
Put it in a creaky horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah.
To live with your uncle at the top of the windy road.
Yeah, there you go.
In the weird old mansion.
That won't have any negative effects.
No. And what it does is it evens out the positive.
Yes.
For both children.
So they're both criminals.
So they think that the firstborn kid just gets that bonus effort. We have seen a lot of studies that say countries where families get more leave, parents that are able to take more time off, the children do have less developmental issues.
I.e. Denmark.
I.e. Denmark, man.
Right. Yeah.
Eat these ancient grains
They have it figured out.
In this beautiful park.
Yeah.
Together.
Because we have 18 weeks off a year.
And we're only going to ride bicycles.
It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be a magical time.
Yeah.
What about kites? Kites work fine here. We have the perfect amount of wind.
It's amazing.
It's not too much. It's not too little.
Somehow we all look great in helmets.
All
you know how helmets make people look dumb?
And we're so tall.
Not in Denmark.
And we look cool in like music video clothing. You know, like weird asymmetrical jackets and
like because we've designed
motorcycle
it so well.
Pants, but they're not motorcycle pants. They just look like motorcycle pants, but like maybe they're sweatpants or jeans. Scandinavian people look great in that shit.
They look great in everything.
The really long t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, way too long.
Yes.
They look great in them.
They look great in
everything. They don't look stupid in them.
No, they don't look stupid in anything.
Everybody in Florida looks stupid.
Well.
I grew up in Florida. I looked dumb until, once again, I was 25 years old.
It's only because everybody in Florida is stupid.
It's because Florida, we're real into big dog t-shirts.
Oh, is that where they stay on the porch, the big dogs, right?
The big dogs, where you lead or you get out of the way.
But this porch is where the big
lead,
dogs...
If you're not the big dog, you're just... If you're not the lead dog, you're just sniffing butts.
Yeah. Good shirt setting.
Yeah, something about something minorities. I don't know. Florida.
I don't know how to prevent this in my own offspring, Anthony. I don't want my second kid to be a criminal.
I want to know more about sample size.
Yeah.
I want to know more about how intensely they were able to do these psychological studies. I want to know more about how long they monitored these kids throughout their lives. That's what I want to know.
I want to know some like goddamn actionable things to work on here.
Just never stop having children.
Oh.
That way it's cumulative for every child.
There's no one who's ever...
And then
the last child,
you have it, and then you throw it into the sea because there's no saving it.
Ah.
But then all the other children are good.
Okay.
I don't know.
And by that point, just the law of averages says you did all right.
You did all right, man.
Because you had enough.
And when all the other kids ask, what happened to the new baby?
You tell them to be quiet.
You just stare at them and you go, uh-uh.
None of them is the criminal because you're the criminal.
I had to do this. That baby had all of the evil. And so that was the baby that had to be destroyed.
That's what happens. Evil falls downhill. And so it just keeps, going. You keep, offloading it into the next kid until one kid has it all concentrated.
Here's what happens. The evil of a family is a force. And so when you have one child, 100% of the evil goes into that child.
Yeah.
If you have a second child, the dark forces will split.
You keep splitting it.
You keep splitting it and splitting it and splitting it.
Exactly.
If you can have 10 to 15 children, that's really optimal because then your children are only like 10 to 5% evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then your odds are so good that they're not going to be criminals.
This is just science. It's from MIT.
It is.
I'm not going to tell you which parts are from MIT and which parts are from me because I have 50% of the evil in me. That's all I have to say about
that's
that.
The problem.
Do you guys believe this?
Are you a second child and prone to criminal activity?
Call us collect from prison. We'll accept. You fucking nightmares. No, you can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those dot cards.
Yeah.
And hey, oh, you guys.
What?
Start planning now for PAX.
We are going to be at PAX. We got a panel. It's on Sunday evening, I believe 6 p.m.?
6 p.m.
In the, I thought I could think of it, but I didn't think of it.
It doesn't matter.
It's a theater.
Now you know when it is.
Yeah.
And if you're going to PAX, you can come there. Will it be streamed? I don't know. Leave me alone. I'm just a guy. I don't run PAX.
No, but
what
we'll
I can
be there.
Tell you is I'll be there.
Yeah.
Jeff will be there.
We're going to be on stage at a theater that remains unnamed at this point, but we hope you are in the audience at that theater.
Yeah.
And are there to witness it. If you're coming to PAX, or if you know someone that's coming to PAX and they don't know about the show, maybe tell them to come.
Yep. Sunday evening, 6 p.m., close out your PAX with me and Jeff and our neurotic ramblings.
Well, there's a whole other day of PAX, you know, the Monday. It goes on Monday.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
They expanded.
It's too long.
It's Monday.
I can't get into this right now. Turn off the mic.